More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, liar, liar. Lies hurt. We're going to help you heal from betrayal. Give us a call if someone you love has hurt you or let you down. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled Liar, Liar, as we talk about the betrayals, the lies, the ways that people we care about let us down, and how do we recover from that pain? Is it possible to heal those relationships? What does it take to heal those relationships? What happens when you've tried to heal those relationships, but you just can't let go of the hurt? What do you do then? 877-573-7825 is the number to call. We'll walk you through the steps of healing. 877-573-7825.
And this doesn't have to be, you know, you can specifically define the lie that happened, but it's that betrayal that happens, even a sense of betrayal, where you feel like you had an understanding, an agreement with somebody by the way you were living your lives in companionship with one another, and they did not live up to that. They somehow sold that out, and you're thinking, is it me? Is it them? What do I do with this? How do I go on?
And whether it's a big thing like an affair or little things like the person didn't show up when they said they were going to show up for a meeting or, you know, or your kid.
Helping you move.
Yeah.
Your
kid broke a rule that, you know, you've been trying to be consistent about.
Your adult child has gone on and decided to sort of betray everything you raised them to believe in. There's a myriad of ways that we can feel betrayed in our lives.
Your brother. Brother or sister promised to do something to help care for your elderly parent and didn't follow through. I mean, you know, the reality is relationships are often full of broken promises and disappointments and letdowns that we experience as betrayals. Whether those things are large or small, they can be hard to overcome. Whatever level you are dealing with betrayal, lies, letdowns in your life and relationships, we want to help you heal. 877-573-7825.
I mean, the one thing I can say off the bat is if you're feeling betrayed by someone, God's got your back. He understands. I mean, Jesus was betrayed. But if we take a look at the two big betrayals, I mean, basically, everybody but Mary and John walked away, right? They all betrayed Christ in some way. But if you look at the two outstanding betrayers in the life of Christ, we've got Judas on the one hand, and we've got Peter on the other hand. How were those betrayals handled? What happened there? One completely betrayed Christ, walked away, said, there's nothing I can do with the fact that I betrayed this man, and ended his own life. The other longed to fix that broken relationship, stayed open to the possibility of fixing that, even though he didn't feel worthy of it, and received the forgiveness of Jesus, worked at healing that relationship, and ended up transforming the world and becoming our first pope, the rock upon which our church was built. So betrayal doesn't have to end relationship. It can even lead to greater health in a relationship if we handle things well, if we're willing to be humble, if we're willing to get new skills, as Peter even did, if we're willing to figure out what it's going to take. betrayal can often lead to greater health and better relationship than we ever could imagine having had in the first place. Or it can end in disaster. And so how we handle those betrayals, whether it's the small things like catching your kid eating a cookie when you told him not to have a cookie before dinner, or the really huge things of having marriage vows broken, having somebody, you know, leave you devastated in some way. Anything on that spectrum can either end in more grace or a whole lot of darkness. And if you're trying to figure out how to fix a betrayal in your life, or you're saying, have I even been betrayed? And what do I do with this feeling that I have? I'm having a hard time sorting it out. We're here to help you deal with it and grow closer to the grace of God in it. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, looking at this whole question of healing after betrayal through the lens of the theology of the body reminds us that betrayals really undermine the trust that's necessary for building a community of love. And when we talk as Christians about building the kingdom of God, we often think it means doing, you know, big things for Jesus, you know, evangelizing entire countries, or, I don't know, spreading the gospel in huge dramatic ways. But really, building the kingdom of God through the lens of the theology of the body is all about building relationships, building communities of love. Sin damaged human relationships. The more we work to heal those relationships and the damage done to them by sin, the more we are building that kingdom. Well, betrayal, lies, letdowns undermine the trust that's necessary for building that community of love. In a sense, betrayals can break the bones of the body of Christ, and we've got to take that healing seriously. But that, I think, means maybe two things. First of all, it means that the person who committed the betrayal really has to be willing to work to heal the wound that's caused by their actions. And secondly, that person who was hurt needs to be willing to work with the other, and they need to recognize that healing isn't something that can be rushed. You know, there aren't any shortcuts to healing a broken bone. You can't simply say, "I forgive you," and be done with it. You know, asking for it and receiving forgiveness is really just the first step on the road back from a betrayal. That actual healing of the break has got to take some time, persistence, patience, honesty. And we want to talk through that process, especially what do you do when the other person who hurt you doesn't take responsibility for what they did? I mean, that's another level of complication that can be difficult to manage. One of the things that inspired this show today was a study that was published in the Journal of Experimental Child Psychology. That sounds like an evil villain journal, doesn't it?
It does. I don't like that.
Come here, child. I must experiment.
No, it's very dark, cartoony. I don't like that title.
The Journal of Experimental Child Psychology. Anyway.
No.
What the study found was that parents who use lies as a discipline tactic, for instance, we don't have any money to buy that right now. You know, I don't have any money on me.
And like so much so that the kid, I mean, certainly if you don't, but if the kid knows that, and then mom turns around, buys herself a bottle of perfume,
right?
You know, at the same store, you know, that's that kind of thing.
Or if you don't come now, I'm going to leave you, or, you know, I'm going to call the police and they're going to come take you away.
Can I tell a story? Quick story.
Once upon a time,
we were at a well-known theme park. I'll leave it at that. And there was this mother at this theme park who had obviously had more than one glass of wine. And her toddler was sitting on the curb feeling very dejected because it was a children's theme park and mom was indulging in very non-childlike activities at this theme park. And just feeling very dejected. And the mother just kept saying, "If you don't come here right now, I'm calling the park security and they will deal with you. They will sort you out." And she said this like three times in my earshot, and then this park custodian came along. So he's the guy with the broom and the little dustpan, and he's sweeping up. And she said, "And here he is now. Now come on, this kid is, you know, all this is not a cop. This is obviously somebody with a dustpan and a broom." And then she starts yelling at this poor janitorial staff, you know,
worker,
employee,
yeah.
and saying, you're park security. You tell my child he has to get up and go with me now. Like, the lie. And the story kept spinning out. And she gave her power away more and more and more. It was astonishing to me. But we often do give our power away by using lies. And it's too ill effect, this study.
Well, yeah, exactly. So the study found that parents who use lies as a discipline technique tend to have children who are at significantly higher risk for, no surprise here, lying themselves, but also aggression, rule breaking, selfishness, and impulsive behavior, as well as manipulative behavior. So, you know, again, even in simple ways, lies hurt our relationships with each other. And if you're struggling to recover from a lie, from betrayal, from letdowns in your relationships with those who are close to you, let's talk it out at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's bring our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we thank you for the opportunity to spend this time with you and to seek your grace, wisdom, and healing for all of the relationships that we have that have been broken by lies or betrayals or letdowns. We know that it is our job to build the kingdom, and your servant, Pope St. John Paul the Great, reminds us that building the kingdom means healing the damage that that sin has done to our relationships. But Lord, sometimes it's so hard to know what that means, to know how to move forward, to know how to heal those broken bones in the body of Christ, especially when the people who have hurt us, lied to us, betrayed us, or let us down struggle to take responsibility for their actions, or when the hurts just don't seem to go away. Help us know how to respond in graceful, thoughtful, healthy ways that enable us to heal those wounds and rebuild those relationships so that you can be glorified in all circumstances. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and
in the name of the Father,
the
Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on Mortal Life, liar, liar. Lies hurt relationships. They undermine the trust that is the foundation for healthy relationships. We want to help you heal from betrayal. If someone has lied to you, let you down, or betrayed your trust in big or small ways, we want to help you walk through those steps of healing. Let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Laura, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Wyoming.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to Mortal Life. What's going on?
Well, I have a question. I recently discovered that my husband has been reaching out to somebody via email and talks to her regularly. How's your day? How's your weekend? They share things like that. And
do you know who this person is? I mean, this is a friend. This is some random woman. I mean, what's the relationship here?
I asked him one time because I had saw something with her name, and I asked who she was, and he said that she's a friend, but I don't know her. I know, because it's making me crazy, I know where she works, and I haven't approached him.
So I'm just curious though. So if it was me, okay, Laura, if I saw, you know, Lisa, you know, a name pop up on Lisa's phone, I was like, and I said, who's that? And she said, oh, he's a friend. My next question would be, oh, really? How do you know him? Like, but you didn't follow up with that? Then why not?
Well, he knows her because I think she might be a client of his, but these conversations aren't about being a client.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, it says on the board here that he doesn't know that you know. What is it exactly that he doesn't know? What doesn't he know that
you
know?
Well, I don't think he knows that I looked at his email.
I want to ask, Laura, when you looked at his emails, was this sort of you tripped over his emails because you were going by his screen and they were up and you were just like, oh, what's that? Or was it something doesn't feel right about what's going on with my husband? I feel like he's keeping something for me. I better check. Which feeling was this?
Correct.
So the second one.
It was, something hasn't been feeling right. And so I actually checked his internet because I was curious. I just didn't know what was in his head. I was trying to help him. He wasn't talking to me about it. He'd been very sad. He's had anger outbursts. And so I saw on his internet that he was married and interested in someone else, which prompted me to look at his email.
And so on one of his social, on one of his social media situations, that was his descriptor, married and interested in someone else.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. And okay.
Yes. And so I read those things that came up and they were actually good. They were in the favor of marriage. And so he maybe read those as well. But then I looked at the email to think, golly, I wonder who it is. And then I see these emails that are periodically over at least the last year.
But you haven't really talked with him directly about this.
No, and that's my lie.
So what are you afraid of?
To approach it. Because I looked. Yeah, and it just makes me really sad.
Yeah, but when you say you don't know how to approach it, I mean, I guess, you know, you approach it by saying, honey, I've seen these things, and this is really shaking the core of our relationship, and there's a problem here that we need to deal with.
And Laura, I'm going to jump in for 1 second before Greg gives you the new steps here, because I don't know if you picked this up, Greg, but she said she feels bad for looking at his emails. Sweetheart,
no.
You asked him. You've been saying to him, what's wrong? Why are you seem sad? Why are you having it? He was not forthright with you. You're in a marriage with him.
Yeah, you're one person. You know. You don't look. I don't buy the whole kind of. You know, you're not allowed to look at his emails. You're not. I mean, there's a basic kind of respect where you give each other a little bit of space or whatever. But I shouldn't be able to. I mean, there's nothing on my wife's phone.
I've got to say, if Greg looked at anything on my phone, I would have no
and
problem.
And I don't have any problem with her looking at my emails or anything on my phone.
And
either.
I've got to say, on top of the fact that it's because we're not keeping anything from each other. I am one with my spouse in a sacrament. I share my body. I share my soul. He's supposed to help me to get to heaven. I'm supposed to help him get to heaven. We share our bank account. We share the raising of our children. Why would our social media lives not...
So this whole kind of like, well, I shouldn't have been looking at his email.
That is not a betrayal.
Yeah, no. And if he hits you with that, then that's just a dodge.
He's just deflecting. Yeah,
okay,
he's just deflecting. Don't let him get away with it.
Yeah, don't let that stop you. You got to go and you got to confront him directly. And it's not. And here's the thing. It's not, did you do something? Okay, because even if he admits, or even if he says he didn't, that doesn't solve the problem. Or even if he didn't do something, the real problem here is you don't feel secure in the relationship, and you guys obviously don't have any kind of open communication or the level of rapport that you need. You know, for both of you to be sneaking around behind each other's backs trying to figure out what's going on or take care of things by yourselves. This is a very deep problem in the relationship overall. So even if it came out that he wasn't doing anything inappropriate with this other woman, you still have a serious marriage problem.
Right. You can easily go to him and not blow up this situation. So don't go to him and start attacking and saying, I saw the... You go to him and you say, honey, I have been pursuing an answer to this for a long time, asking you where the mood is coming from, why these things are happening. I decided that since you weren't forthcoming, I was going to look and see what was going on. Explain to him what you saw exactly as calmly as you just did to us. And before you even get a reaction, say, I'm glad you seem to be tilting to the side that's pro-marriage and that you want to be in this marriage, but obviously there's something underlying your interest in somebody else that's saying our marriage isn't everything it could be. So I've made an appointment with a marriage counselor, a marriage-friendly marriage counselor for fill-in-the-blank. We're going. And just go from there. Because if you're saying, okay, he's leaning toward the marriage, even in what you're seeing that you weren't supposed to see, The next step is, what do you need to do to make this marriage strong and healthy so he wouldn't be interested in anybody else or feel like he has to self-medicate through a different relationship because he's depressed or angry or whatever?
Since you're struggling to know how to say it, I would like you to reflect on what we've said here and write it out. Listen to the podcast after the show. We'll post it a little later this afternoon. Download the show, listen to it again, write it all out, exactly what you want to say. You can, and then you get your head around the words that you want to use in this. But don't let him distract you with, "I can't believe you were looking at my email." Well, I'm really sorry that you feel that way, but there's still a problem in the marriage that we need to address. I've made an appointment with a marriage-friendly therapist. Please clear your calendar. And if he says, "Oh, I'm not going to go," or "I'm not," don't worry about any of that. You go. And if when he sees that you're committed to going consistently, then you'll either be working with somebody who can show you how to do that solo marital therapy that gets him on board, or he'll see by himself that, oh wow, change is coming one way or the other and I need to get on board. But don't let him distract you or dissuade you from pursuing that course of action, because even if he's not doing something inappropriate, you guys don't have the communication is terrible in the relationship. The connection is terrible in the relationship. You feel insecure in the relationship. There are serious marital problems here.
And there are about a million ways to make it a whole lot better.
So we do talk about a lot of this in How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. The book is not going to be enough to address what you're dealing with, but it'll at least give you a framework for beginning to think about what healing would look like, and then following up with a good marriage-friendly therapist, either looking online at marriagefriendlytherapists.com or following up with us at CatholicCounselors.com through our telecounseling practice. We can get you hooked up one way or the other, Laura. Thanks so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show or through the website at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can find all the resources we mentioned, including the book How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. With that, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to talk with you about healing from hurts, lies, betrayals, letdowns in the relationships. Let us help you walk through the steps of healing. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. When we come back, Rachel Watkins, developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11, is going to talk to us about how to deal with your older children's betrayals. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues.
Beth, why is our health insurance so expensive? Our premium and deductible are so high. Plus, I don't want my family to support a company that doesn't share our values.
Kim, there is another option. Check out CMF Curo. It's an affordable Catholic healthcare ministry where members share their medical costs in community, and it's pro-life. We joined last year and have saved thousands, all without compromising our values. Just go to MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
CMF Curo sounds exactly like what our family needs.
Yeah, that's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
If you believe in the power of prayer, Ave Maria Radio invites you to look at their website to submit a prayer request at avemariaradio.net. Your prayer requests are shared with hundreds at the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, the Servants of God's Love, the Monastery of the Blessed Sacrament Cloistered Nuns, the Family of Faith Apostolate, and the staff of Ave Maria Radio. Just go to avemariaradio.net and click on the Community tab to submit your prayer request today.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 10 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan cost goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Liar, Liar, as we talk about healing from betrayals, lies, and letdowns in our relationships. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins, developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mother of 11, is here to talk to us about what do we do when we feel let down by our older kids. Hey, Rachel, welcome to Mortal Life.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Lisa.
I think that as our kids grow older and we lose that sense of control, often their decisions, big or small, sometimes make us feel betrayed. What is a mom or dad to do in that situation?
It's true. Free will is such a gift and a burden sometimes. And I know for Matt and I, we haven't gone through what so many families struggle with. There's no addiction, there's no crime, but there are tattoos that arrive unexpectedly. And I think that every parent, when they get a child who is out of the house over the age of 18 and is expressing their free will, parents need to really tap into prudential judgment. Too oftentimes we might think that cutting off the child is what we need to do for the sake of the family, for the sake of the children at home. But go into that very carefully with a lot of prayer and counseling if necessary, that our children are going to make some decisions that we don't fully embrace, that seem to go counter to how we raised them. But not everything our child does needs such a harsh judgment from us. So to remember to go into it with a lot of prudence, a lot of wisdom, and a conversation together as husband and wife to say, what do we do now with this information we have?
So what I'm hearing you say is don't be necessarily reactive because our pride is hurt or we think that what they've done is very over the top. It's a matter of taking real prayer time together and saying, what will change our child's heart toward Christ in this situation? Getting good counsel and applying that.
And always about working toward the good of the kid, even in these situations where our hearts are breaking. Rachel, thank you so much for highlighting those important points. And of course, if folks would like to learn more about your good work, they can go to beholdpublications.com. Beholdpublications.com. We're taking your questions about dealing with lies, hurt, and betrayal when Mortal Life continues after the break. Stick around.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I want to welcome you, if you're not familiar, with the wonderful world of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What will America become if it makes it impossible for the Holy Spirit to work here because of untruth and self-indulgence and paganism? This is not just a nice discussion of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because I'm going to discuss what happens when people make it impossible to be prudent, just, or honest, or brave, or courageous, or reverent? When people make that impossible, what a terrible thing they do not only to themselves, but to our society.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stan Williams, and this is Facts for Christianity. Do you realize that your personal experience of God is not only a fact that supports the truth of Christianity, but it is also scientific? Elton Trueblood explains.
When we contrast the record of religion with the record of science, over several thousands of years, the science of 1,000 years ago seems ludicrous, and even that of a century ago seems quaint. But millions of men and women over thousands of years of various races, educations, and cultures report remarkable similarities in their experience with God.
And that's a fact for Christianity. To explore more, go to AveMariaRadio.net. Under resources, look for me, Dr. Stan Williams.
Hi, this is Lisa Popcheck. Piles of research show that what kids really need to grow up happy and healthy is you, the parents. Being an involved, loving, present parent who builds a trust-filled relationship with your child is the first line of defense between him and the rest of the world. But this has to start at the very beginning. Respond to your infant or toddler's needs promptly, generously, and consistently. Don't make them work for your attention.
Trust the feeding and sleeping schedule God built into your unique and unrepeatable baby, instead of imposing arbitrary schedules on your child. Prompt, generous, and consistent response to your child's needs will lay the foundation for a strong parent-child relationship from the start, and allow you to grow in virtue by practicing heroic, self-donative love. You are your child's best hope for a healthy life full of joy. For more on raising happy, healthy kids, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, liar, liar. The reality is lies hurt. We are helping you heal from those lies, betrayals, and letdowns that the people that you love have committed against you. And how do you heal from that? Well, we're going to walk you through it step by step. 877-573-7825. If you have been lied to, let down, or betrayed by someone you trust, we want to help you find the steps for really healing, not just glossing over it, but really healing that relationship. What can we do? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Tony, who's listening in Virginia on the EWTN app.
Hey, Tony, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Yes, well, I just tuned in and I heard, I saw what the topic was about. I thought I'd be able to give a perspective from the person who has lied, betrayed, and manipulated, and at the same time has gotten a second chance. And I can tell you that it's pretty tough. I dealing with this this most of my life, having a complete way of looking at women, objectifying most of my life, and at some point, you know, asking forgiveness all the time, going to confession, and then committing the same sins over and over. But I can tell you that it wasn't until my discovery that I could say that I got help, and it was really rough because, you know, my wife was extremely angry at me, and she had every right to be, and we were at the point of divorce. When I started getting help, I went to a counselor, and then I went to a 12-step group, and I realized that there were other people like myself who had an addiction, and a lot of it stems from something that happened in our past. But nonetheless, you know, I claim 100% responsibility for my part and what I've done.
So, Tony, can you tell me, are you still getting help, or what are you doing now to stay?
I still go to my 12-step group.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I also go to counseling with my spiritual advisor.
Okay, good for you. I mean, Tony, I'm glad you called in with your story, because I think that there are a lot of people in your position who wouldn't have the humility or the courage that you've shown here in facing some of the challenges that you're looking at. And I'll throw out one other thing here for you or for others who are in the similar situation. You know, a lot of times people think that if I can just either quit the affair or stop looking at the pornography or those, you know, kinds of things, then that solves the problem. But very often, as you pointed out, that can be just the tip of the iceberg. That generally speaking, the more compulsive a person is about either pornography or infidelity or any of those kinds of things, the more they tend to struggle with being honest about their feelings, about being honest about their needs, knowing how to deal with conflict. And so healing from that begins with, certainly, avoiding the pornography or ending the affair and those kinds of, but it goes much deeper. So I'm glad to hear that you're continuing to work with your counselor and stay in your 12-step group, because ultimately what healing from all this involves is learning how to make have a healthier relationship with your emotions and be able to talk about your feelings, being able to communicate your needs more effectively, being more comfortable with conflict and working through things in an honest and forthright way. Because otherwise,
even finding out ways to deal with discomfort in a healthier way. So often things like this are a form of self-medication, even an affair. I'm dealing with a depression. I'm dealing with not feeling right. This person or this behavior makes me feel better. And so we feed into that in an attempt to feel better. Well, unless we learn a different, healthier way of dealing with times that we don't feel right or feel good, then in times of great stress, it's easy to fall back into those patterns because they're the only ways we know. So really getting those new skills is also very much a part of healing.
So I'm glad to hear that you're following that path, Tony, and I hope that your story will be an inspiration to others who are listening who have been in the place that you're at now. You know, your wife forgave you and gave you this second chance instead of just doing what so many people do and saying, oh, thanks be to God, dodge that bullet. You're actually taking the responsibility of continuing to work on yourself, and I really applaud your efforts on that. So God bless you, Tony. Thanks for the call.
And I would say to any couple going through this, another thing to add to those kinds of things, like a 12-step program, like good, healthy counseling for the person who's dealing with that kind of addiction, is also relationship counseling, so that the couple together learns how to deal with conflict better, that they learn how to get through those times. It's never really about just saying, well, you go fix yourself, and I'll stay over here in my rightness. It's about learning how to support that person who's going through that, learning how to communicate differently around stressful situations, and it can only benefit from getting that kind of counseling as well.
We are talking with you today about dealing with the pain of lies, hurts, betrayals, letdowns in the relationships with the people that you care about. You know, has someone let you down in big or small ways, and you're having a hard time getting past it, not sure whether you can trust again, what that actually means? Let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Maureen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Florida on Divine Mercy Radio.
Hi, Maureen. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Just to basically want to, it's not a testimony, but it's a situation that I experienced, and as I went through the experience of this betrayal, to see the pain of it, I struggled for years. Essentially, when I was 9 until I was 11, approximately a year and a half, I had a piano teacher who was actually a pedophile, and demanded that the parent not be in the same room where he was teaching because it would be a distraction. And he ended up using a threat and pulled out a knife and said that if you don't do what I want and let me do what I want, I will use this on your family.
That's horrifying.
And that just set up everything. And I'm being very factual about this because I think that this also reflects on a lot of other people's hurts because of a similar type of situation. Not a knife, not everything else, but the betrayal that goes along with having the sexual abuse. And I carried that with me. It made a lot of bad choices, a lot of bad decisions. Then I had to go through all of that. I went through a lot of counseling. I went through counseling with spiritual directors, just basically trying to get to a point of a resolution within myself that I could move forward and get around this obstacle, because I love music. I love my piano, but it was this obstacle, this block that was not letting me get past, until finally I ended up hearing this one tape, and it was a counselor who basically said, sometimes to move forward, we need to use forgiveness, not for ourselves, not for what was committed against us, but we need to forgive the person who obviously had some problem that caused the pain. And if we move forward and we can finally say, I forgive you, and it doesn't matter what happened, but I just plain forgive you. I see you, not the other things that you caused me, but I see you as a human being, as a creation of God, and I forgive you. And when I heard that, and I thought to myself, isn't that what Jesus does when we have the sacrament of reconciliation, where Jesus sees us, the creation, and basically saying, I forgive you? And I thought to myself, that makes so much sense. So quietly, at nighttime, when there was no distraction, I turned off the lights. I made sure that I was completely alone within my thoughts. I went into a prayer, and then I said, I forgive you. I don't know what happened within your life that made these things happen, but I do forgive you.
And Maureen, you know, that's a powerful...
Everything just completely disappeared. I mean, the block, the obstacle was gone, completely gone in my life. And it took me until I was in my mid-40s for that to happen. From the time I was, you know, approximately 10 to the mid-40s.
Well, it takes a long time, and it is a long process. And I want to say that because there are a lot of people who are listening who have been through something similar. Who might be struggling with what you're saying. And I want to talk about what forgiveness in a situation like this means. And I want to talk about what the next steps for you or for anybody else in this situation can be. Forgiveness, you know, doesn't mean that it was okay what happened to you. It doesn't mean that the person who did these things, if it was possible for them to be held accountable for their actions, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be held accountable for their actions. Forgiveness means that I'm going to stop carrying the anger toward this person. And that's really what you're talking about. You're saying that you were able to recognize this person who hurt you had himself been hurt in some way, and that enabled you to surrender the anger that you had been carrying with you, which is a very powerful and healing thing. It's not easy to get to that place, but it is important to get to that place. Forgiving a person who traumatized you does not make their behavior okay. It doesn't mean that they shouldn't be held accountable.
It also doesn't mean that if they're part of your social structure, like a family member, that you have to let them back into your life they're unsafe.
It's probably better for you to not let them back in, especially if they haven't gotten any kind of help or have never admitted what they've done. They're not a safe person to be around. So it's okay to set those boundaries, too. But just what forgiving a person in that situation really means is I'm going to surrender the anger that I have been carrying around inside of me about this, because I recognize that this person who hurt me was also hurt himself. And that can be a very powerful step in that process of healing. And I'm so glad that you were able to get to that place in your journey, Maureen, because that anger, that pain, it compounds the other violations that accompany abuse and trauma. And, you know, that's something that we can take power over through God's grace and surrender. So thank you so much for your witness on that. 877-573-7825. We are talking, though, about how to heal from those past hurts, lies, betrayals, those letdowns in your relationships. If someone you care about has hurt you in some way and you're not sure how to move past or how to move forward, we are here to help. 877-573-7825. How can you heal, especially when the person doesn't take responsibility for what they did, isn't in your life anymore? Is it possible? Well, it is. Maureen kind of pointed to some of that. But the reality is it can be complicated to know how to heal those relationships or heal yourself from those hurts when the person doesn't take responsibility or isn't around any longer. What do you do in those cases? We're talking about that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. More to Life. Continue in just a minute.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta. The Catholic faith has enemies. We're Catholics. We have enemies. They are a danger to the faith. And yet we're called to defend the faith, to instruct the ignorant, and to love our enemies. These enemies abuse divine revelation, they abuse science and religion, they abuse our history and our past, they abuse power and wealth. We have to learn how to deal with our enemies by picking up a copy of my book, Dangers to the Faith. You can find it online at AveMariaRadio.net.
The EWTN home video highlight for October is the EWTN Family Celebration from Denver, Colorado. John Ed Williams, Father Mitch Pacwa, Dr. David Anders, Father Innocent, Father Augustino, and Father Angelus show us how faith can move mountains. Order your DVD at EWTNRC.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or call 1-800-854-6316.
Would you get on a plane that doesn't have a pilot? Investing in passive index mutual funds may present the same issue. The Ave Maria Mutual Funds are actively managed by seasoned investment professionals to help you meet your investment goals in a morally responsible way. Ave Maria funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors could invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled Liar, Liar, as we look at the way lies, betrayals, letdowns, hurt relationships, and more importantly, how can we heal? The number to call, 877-573-7825. Has someone you care about lied to you, let you down, or betrayed your trust in some way, big or small? We want to help you find the steps to healing. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Layla, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on WDEO.
Hi, Layla. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Yes, good morning. What's happening is I have a relationship with my daughter. I don't know what else to do to heal. She's 42 years old. She's a genius. She's an MD, PhD, and a psychiatrist, which is funny. But what happened is I went to a Christian Catholic psychiatrist like 3 years ago, and he suggested to make a tape where I said everything that I want to say, justifying the wrong things that I did when she was a child. And then when she listened, she said, well, most of the things I already know. So kind of disregarded all that work that I did with the therapist. Then years later, I wrote a letter to her, 11 pages. Oh, you see, maybe I did, because she doesn't talk. So maybe I did something wrong. Maybe
so let me ask you, so what is it exactly you're trying to accomplish here? So, I mean, obviously, you're working really hard, but what's your relationship with your daughter like? I mean, do you see her ever? You know, what's the nature of that relationship? Where would you like it to be as opposed to where it is?
Well, she's in San Francisco. She moved to San Francisco, and she hardly have time for me. Any person that I knows me more than she knows me. She doesn't know her mother because she moved there almost 20 years ago. And she talks to me, 1 minute on the phone a week. And always I am the one that take initiative to call. It's just she doesn't know me. She has a bunch of friends.
So you'll call her.
Personality.
She'll take your call, but then she doesn't really talk much. She'll get off as quickly as she can, is what you're saying.
Exactly. She's always busy. She doesn't have time. She's a scientist. She doesn't even try to make time. And so lately I'm not calling anymore. So I let see. I don't know. Everything that I do doesn't work. She just okay. To give you some idea, we are from Brazil, right? She goes to Brazil, and then I was going the same time that she was going, and I said, shall we go in the same time then together? She says, oh, I don't have place in my car because I'm going to rent a car. I said, I don't have place in her car. And then 2 years later, I discovered she took her aunt in the car that is my ex-husband's sister.
I see.
And she took
it. That's all very hurtful.
That is
well,
very
and,
hurtful,
and, you know,
very, very, very complicated.
Telling,
yeah.
So, first of all, Leila, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. It's so painful when a parent feels rejected or is rejected by their adult child. And you certainly tried to do a lot of things to heal this relationship. I think at this stage of the game, you don't want to give up, but you want to take a different approach. I would ask the question. Or say, clearly, you know, we're not in a good place. To say to her, you know, and I love you, and I'm sorry that our relationship is what it is. I would love to know from you what you think it would take for you to want to hear from me or to be willing to talk with me. And I promise you that I will listen. And I just need to hear from you what it is that you need from me. Because the thing is, you did this tape, you did this 11-page letter, you know, you've expressed yourself to her. But when an adult child does a lot of this, well, I'm too busy to talk to you, or, you know, I don't have, you know, makes up lame excuses like I don't have room in my car, what they're really saying is, I don't think there's any point in trying to have a relationship with you because you don't really want to hear what I have to say anyway. I mean, that's really what all that means, okay? And I want you to just put the question out there and be quiet and listen. And even if it doesn't take in that first time, you know, if she says, I don't have time to talk about this right now, that's fine, honey. I understand that. I just wanted to call you and tell you that I love you. And I want you to really think about it. And I promise you that whatever it is that you have to say to me, I will listen to it. But I hope you have a really good day, and I'll talk to you next week. And then you call again next week, and you say, how you doing? What's going on? And she's like, oh, I'm just really busy, Mom. I don't have time to talk. I understand that, and I will let you go, I promise. But I'm serious about that. I'm sad about where our relationship is. I would really like to know what it would take to heal it. And I promise you that I will listen. I'm going to let you go now, but I'll talk with you next week. And you keep doing that process where you put it out there. You don't push her. You don't try to wheedle her. You don't try to explain yourself. You don't say anything. You just put the question out there. You express interest in her life. You let her share what she wants to share with you. And then you say to her, I understand that you're busy, and I'd really like to be able to get to the place where we're in a better place as mom and daughter. And I want to know from you what it would take before you could feel like you could trust me again and want to have a relationship with me. And you just keep putting it to her. And if she's not ready to tell you, that's fine. You respect that boundary. But just keep letting her know that you're ready to hear it. Okay? Because that's really what her behavior means. She's saying to you, I don't think that even if I told Mom, she'd be interested or want to listen to what I have to say. So you need to confront that objection. And overcome it, not so much with your words, but with your actions. Leila, thank you so much for the call. We'll certainly add your relationship with your daughter to our More to Life prayer list. And if there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to call us back here again once you've tried some of these strategies. And we've been talking with you today about how to heal relationships from lies, betrayal, letdowns. And I promised before the last break that I'd touch briefly before we wrapped up the program on, you know, what do you do in those situations when the person isn't taking responsibility or isn't in your life anymore? The good news is you can still heal. But what it takes is kind of doing an inventory of what was taken from you. You know, whether it was your dignity or a particular even material thing or whatever it was. What was it that person took from you? Then bringing that to God and saying, Lord, help me step by step, learn how to bring those things back into my life. How do I reclaim those things that were lost because of that hurt, that injury, that betrayal? What do you need me to do, Lord, to move forward so that I can bring back into my life what is justly mine? And as you work to reclaim those things, that is where the healing comes from. Sometimes the person who hurt you can give that back to you by taking responsibility and working with you to heal the hurt. But if that person is no longer in your life, there's still a lot you can do working with God and good counsel to reclaim those things that were lost. Because God has all of those things contained within Him, and He wants to give them back to you. That's all the time we've got for today's program. Thank you so much for being with us. And if there's more that we can do to support you on your healing journey, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can check out all the resources we mentioned on the program today, including the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.